Welcome back, everybody, to another X1 Bros. This is your Positive Gaming and Xbox community. It's been another week. We've got to play a lot more games, hang out in the Xbox universe, and our universe is expanding. But before we get into that, if you haven't yet, come over to youtube.com/X1. What are you doing there?
He just joined you.
Yeah, sorry.
To put your cup over here.
Come over to youtube.com/X1Bros. Droid the Man is distracting me over here. And subscribe to us over here. If you really like what we're doing, hit that membership button and join as a member. Get access to the member lounge, which happens after the show and is only for members. Hi-Fi Rush made some news this week because it's getting reviewed by critics at the moment over on the PlayStation 5. This is one of the games, this and Sea of Thieves, going to the PlayStation 5 and caused the kerfuffle online again a little bit among people. Hi-Fi Rush got a 91 on the PlayStation 5. It only got, this is on Metacritic, going through all the reviews. Now, granted, not all the critic reviews are in. There's over 60 critic reviews taken into account on Metacritic. I think it's 67 at 87. There, at least when I last saw it, there was only 11 in for. So that number could be down, could go down by the time you listen to it, or it could go up by the time you listen to it. But as of right now, it's at 91. On Xbox, it's only 87. On PC, it's always been a 90. So is there an Xbox tax? This is the question. Spicy. And by Xbox tax, I mean, does Xbox get penalized? Games get penalized with their review scores for being on Xbox? Spicy, thoughts?
I don't know. How's that? That's kind of a loaded question. I how to digest that. I feel as though there is media bias. We've talked about it on the show before. I don't know about, I mean, 4 points, so it's like an 87 versus a 91.
Yeah.
If we were to just look at this game, you could argue maybe there is, but if you look at other games, I feel like it's the opposite as well. It's just ratings are better on Xbox, you know? Although those games weren't exclusive and then not exclusive, so
yeah.
It's a discussion to have. It encroaches on conspiracy theory type stuff. Because there's a media bias when it comes to Xbox versus PlayStation, from what I've seen in my experience, then yes, to a degree, there is probably what we would call an Xbox tax, where if it was on PlayStation, would it rated better? That's basically what you're saying by Xbox tax, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know. I like to think that all my consoles are great. I don't know. David, I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay, Jordan, how about you?
Asked the wrong person.
Jordan, how about you? What do you think?
In the past when we've seen it, you usually see it with, like, third-party games.
Sure.
Let's take just any third-party game, and they're rated across all the platforms. Sometimes PlayStation will have a little bit higher than Xbox. Sometimes Xbox will have a little bit higher. Sometimes PC. And usually what it comes down to is, like, sometimes there's, like, a weird performance bug on one of the platforms, and that's what bumps it down a little bit. Sure. Now, this is a completely different scenario because
that would be valid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Now, this is a different scenario because it's a first-party game that was on Xbox that launched very well. Like, when I played it, I don't remember having any performance issues or anything like that.
Yeah.
One thing that may factor into it, and I'm kind of, I don't know. It may be too early to tell. But one thing that can factor into it, and people may not like this, and David, I think you talked about it this week on your own channel.
Yes.
Is the PlayStation controller adds to the experience because of the features that it has. And that may be why it got a few extra points.
I mean, that's...
And I agree with both you guys. I do think there is a skew towards PlayStation when it comes to gaming journalists.
Sure.
But, I mean, to be fair, I was just looking it up to make sure. I remember when Horizon Zero Dawn came to the PC... there was, I don't know what it was reviewed or if it was reviewed lower, but I know people were unhappy with the PC because of performance issues. So sure. I do know performance issues can, depending on what platform it is, can, yeah. you know, knock some points off, but
yeah, I think there is a bias towards PlayStation in the media, and I think that we see it just by the way things are reported or not reported sometimes.
Yeah, the language that articles have is a dead giveaway.
Yeah, the language that articles use. However, in this case, I don't think that there is. Some players are out there saying that it is. The controller here for a game like Hi-Fi Rush, and if you look at the critics' reviews, they're all saying that the controller, this is the best, you know, PlayStation 5 is the best place to play this game because of the controller. Now, if you've never had a PlayStation 5 controller, it has a speaker in it, and it's got adaptive triggers, which means that things are more difficult to press depending on what you're doing. Both of those things fit a rhythm audio game perfectly. I think the speaker is really gimmicky on the PlayStation 5. I don't think very many games utilize it. And when they do, it's kind of annoying.
Design flaw in the speaker as well.
Yeah.
The fact that you wear headphones.
But a game like this would... It would fit a game like this perfectly. So I in reading those reviews and reading what they're saying, I think... And 87 to 92, it's not like a huge drastic case. To your guys' point, on a game that scored higher on the Xbox... Then the PlayStation, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, granted as a third-party game.
It's hard to you know, get a game like this because we're having an exclusive game merge over. So it's hard to do apples to apples.
Yeah, but it scored 80 on the PlayStation, 82 on the Xbox One. Scored 84 on both the PS5 and Xbox Series X on Metacritic, and on PC an 82.
Do they give reasons why?
I mean, if I were to click in, I'm sure.
Yeah, we don't really care that much. Not for 2 points.
I look at that 10,000 foot view. Yeah. So yeah, I get why people may feel that way, especially if you've been an Xbox fan for so long, and sometimes you see some misreporting. But I don't think that this is the case at all in this instance. Regardless, whether it's an 87 or a 91. Hi-Fi Rush, if you've never played it, is a fantastic game. Highly recommend playing it. It is on Game Pass, obviously. It's fun from beginning to end. The character development is amazing in this game. The humor is fantastic. The voice acting. And then the rhythmic fighting, it seems gimmicky. It's not. It's on point. And the music that they choose is really good. And then the storytelling on top of that, you're basically fighting a corporation that has been taken over and made evil by... Well, I can't spoil it for you, but the way this game ends is beautiful. It's like, wow, that was really good when it ends. So highly recommend this game if you haven't had a chance to play it.
And it's not long, really, is it? It's like a 8 to 10 hour experience, maybe less than that if you kind of just go through. Because I remember it wasn't super long. It's like a nice little palate cleansing game before the big games.
Yeah, no, it's not long. Maybe 10 hours. It's not long at all. I have a question for you guys. So I discussed this week, I was having this discussion on my channel earlier this week. How can we ensure that games are fair? So one of the examples I brought up was game reviews are done fairly. One of the examples I brought up was on Steam with Starfield. You had people playing 1,000 hours of that game and then gave it a 1. Like, what game are, and I've had this rant many times, what game are you playing that's a 1? What do you think of this? This is what I said I think should happen. Curious what you guys think, because I'm sure it's flawed a little bit here. But I think there should be minimum scores on Steam, for instance, for how long you've played the game. So if I complete a game, you can look at how long to beat. If I play, let's say a game takes 20 hours, your average gamer to play. If I play a game for 20 hours, that score cannot be less than a 5. Who's finishing a game
that's a 1? I think there's a lot of things out there like... If you play the game for X amount of hours, you have more credibility to say what you want to say. So if I played Starfield for 1,000 hours, when I say it's a crappy game, you know, because I know, because I played 1,000 hours.
Yeah, but my point is, okay, so my point is then...
But if you played 1,000 hours, then you're really into masochism, because apparently if you hate something that much, like you give it a 1 and you play 1,000 hours of it...
Or just gaming the system and just sitting with so that they could give that review.
I think it's a credibility thing.
I don't know, David.
Or a 3. You could even go lower and say, okay, if you beat the game, it's got to be at least a 3.
This may not go with what you're going for, but have the rating more weighted to those that have played it more.
Yeah.
I think there's a problem with someone that plays it 1,000 hours and then gives it a 1. I think That's obviously not true.
Well, and obviously they're maybe gaming it, like just leaving it on and on the menu, loading menu or something, and sure. they get it. So maybe it's based on, it should be based on achievements.
Like stats. Some achievements are harder, you know.
Or not achievements, but like, you know how you get achievements just for finishing certain levels, for instance? Like, you could do it that way. Like, this person has done, played half the game. This person has made it to the end.
Yeah, I don't know how you fix ratings, to be honest. Let me give you an example. Amazon, okay?
So, yeah, Amazon.
So this week, my kid, he's two. I have a lot of tripods, a lot of photography equipment, stuff like that. I have to set up before a shoot in my office. He comes in, and he's into that, I'm going to start grabbing and twisting and stuff. And he takes all my gear apart all the time. And it's super frustrating. Like springs fly off, you know? So I'm on Amazon looking for these toys for him, like big screws and stuff. And I see one that has 10,000 reviews and it's like at a 4.9.
Oh, nice.
And then I go, oh yeah, I forgot. There's these AI rating checkers that you can just put in the address and it'll go through and check to see if it's fake.
Fake reviews. Okay.
And that was a D-, which means that like 90% of those reviews are fake.
So if you were to go look at the reviews, would it be obvious that they were fake?
No. I mean, no, because a lot of them are verified purchases and stuff like that. Like, and then you see that and you go, okay, well, the system on Amazon is broken if that's what's happening.
Yeah, if that's what's happening. And I actually now can think of about five different ways that I would try to make that happen and why it's worth it. It's worth it. There's a financial payoff in that situation. Yeah,
exactly. And so what I'm saying is their review system is broken. Steam's, according to you, you know, obviously that case in point, that data point you just gave us, this guy's played 1,000 hours and he's given it a one. That's a broken review. It should not have any weight or value, but it does. And I don't know how you would fix that.
The way that Twitter does community notes now is pretty good. So maybe you have something like that.
No, that just makes people look stupid.
No, but
it's powerful.
But what I'm saying is community notes has always been, I've never seen a community note that is like super wrong. And so I wonder if you say anyway, you have to have a rep anyways behind your Steam reviews. So if you're leaving a review on Steam, like it can come from this group of people that is verified, that has been seen to have good intention, system.
I think there's value in, I mean, that's difficult too, because I think the way Steam does it is actually the best.
No, it is.
And
I think
Starfield and like a few other case choices are different because of the amount of media attention that these games had. But I like the review by like the common guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, hey,
I went 9 to 5. I played this game for 30 hours and this is what I think, you know? Like I respect that guy. Like the blue collar American, you know? Like that's the gamer that I relate with.
I like it.
Okay, you know? But how do you verify that?
I don't know.
They have a 9 to 5 job.
It's a verification.
If it's under 100 hours, it's pretty obvious.
Here's the thing. Like, I think that media reviewers for the most part are pretty decent. I think we are past hyperbole.
Minus Hogwarts Legacy,
because you get caught on it
and
frequently. Yeah, I guess Hogwarts Legacy.
That was part of the whole thing.
Yeah,
Starfield wasn't up for any award. A lot of Xbox games were not up for any awards.
Neither was Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, I know, and it's just it's a broken system. It's just straight up broken.
Huge shout out to Super Shocker, gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. Thank you very much, Super Shocker. Everybody who got a membership, please drop a BFF emote in chat. Thank you very much, Super Shocker. Adidas20 dropped a tier 1 wingman. He says, I'm here. He's been a wingman for 6 months. Adidas20, thank you very much for that super chat as well. Yeah, for the most part, I think that reviews are pretty decent. The thing is, we live in a time and age where I don't get my reviews from media sites anyways. I have people I trust that I follow on YouTube, individuals who have over time I've found to share my same likes and and gameplay styles, and I think that's most people. Also streaming. Spicy, you always mention streaming. Streaming is a way to watch and figure out whether or not you like the game.
Yeah, pretty good snapshot of somebody playing it that does not work a 9-to-5.
Is Joe having fun? Yeah. Joe is having fun. I want to play this.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I mean, yeah.
Another shout out.
Good.
Well, no, I was going to say, like, when you watch someone stream, I mean, you could tell when you're watching the game if it's fun or not. Like, yeah. It's true. It doesn't take a bachelor's degree to figure it out. Like, hey, that looks fun.
Doesn't take a genius.
Just a standard blue-collar American.
Just a standard blue-collar, yeah.
Huge shout-out for another super chat from Mr. Cooper, R56 Cooper Warren, gifted 5 more X1 Bros memberships. Again, huge shout-out to Cooper. Everybody, drop a BFF if you received a gifted membership from Cooper. Bigger the booze, bigger the fun, says T-Bucks. Yes.
There is a correlation from boob slider to higher rating of game. Like, you can actually see it. There is.
It's because is it
usually higher rated games have that feature in their character customization.
But is it because that feature's there or because developers have taken the time and attention to detail?
If they, you know, when a developer's taking the time in the character creation to add certain sliders, then you know, like, all right.
Speaking of that, have you seen about a game that's coming out, Dogma, Dragon's Dogma 2 coming out?
Yeah,
Have you seen the stuff that people are making in the creator?
Yeah, it's insane.
They're making Kratos. They're making John Wick. They're even making Frodo. Making Samwise Gamgee.
I saw Batman.
Yeah, that's amazing. They're making the T-800. You know, Arnold coming out. It's like, and it looks so good. How do they?
Yeah, it's. From the early reviews that I've seen, well, and you've been able to play with the character creator for a little while now with the demo.
We talked about that last week.
But it's one of the most extensive character creators out there. I'm going to make you guys, and you'll be my pawns.
Why haven't you yet?
Well, no, I'd do it tonight when it comes out. So you'll be a warrior. Mark will be a wizard.
Yes. I would be a gladiator.
I want to see if I can find a list of all like this.
Like the super famous people. So let's talk Dragon's Dogma. Then Dragon's Dogma 2, at the time of recording of this podcast, we're just a few hours away from it dropping.
The world.
And the reviews, speaking of reviews, the reviews are coming in next level. We're getting 9s and 10s, masterpieces. This is going to be Capcom's next big IP again. I mean, not that Dragon Dogma's, you know, not been in the consciousness. It's been a game that they've done for a while, but this really is going to kind of put the IP on the map for them, according to reviews. Jordan, you jumping in tonight?
Oh yeah. It's downloaded, ready to go, and I'll be playing it after the show.
Yeah, look at Kratos. That looks so good.
John Wick looks awesome too.
The creator. The character creator is really impressive.
What appeals to you most? Like, what are you most excited for in Dragon's Dogma?
Probably, I don't know, just it. There's a lot of things I'm excited for. I like the fact that the game, well, I like that it's a fantasy world. I like that, I like their whole pawn system. So it's not multiplayer. It's a single player RPG where you have your main character and then you control three, they call them pawns, you know, three party members. You
like
can,
Dragon Age.
Yeah, like Dragon
Age. Remember when I said that last week and you said I was
wrong. Well, I don't think it's like Dragon Age because it's not like you know.
Yeah, okay.
But it's like Dragon Age in the extent that you have a party.
Yeah.
But you control your party, you meet new people, or you can meet other pawns throughout your journey. I think there's a feature where you can download other people's pawns that other people create, so maybe John Wick, for example.
Yeah.
I like that seems like it gives you what you need to succeed without telling you how to do everything. And with that comes a sense of freedom that I think when done well in games like Baldur's Gate, which this looks like it's at that level of freedom.
Yeah.
Is just extremely.
Yeah.
Fun.
Like you can just murder people.
For example, there's a captain that escorts you to a city. He says, "Hey, I'll escort you to the city." You don't have to go directly to that city. You can go off the beaten path. He can die, and then you're like, oh, shoot. Then you just have to show up that city by yourself.
Who am I with
the captain?
Who am I supposed to talk to now?
Yeah. There's another thing that I, through one of the reviewers that I like, there's basically this gate in the middle of the map that restricts you from getting to the southern area. And they said in most games, that's like a story progression thing. Not in Dragon's Dogma. There's many ways to get through it. Wow. It's just a game that gives you unlimited freedom to do what you want, I think is very unique in this day and age. I also like, from the reviews that I've seen, fast traveling seems like you can do it, but it seems rare. You need like high-end items to fast travel, or you can travel by cart, which isn't fast traveling. You're literally like getting a cart and you travel to the next city with the guys. I like this because it reminds me of classic World of Warcraft. The reason the world feels big and scary is because it is big and scary.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, like I can't just dart all over the map. Like if I want to go to the other side of Azeroth, or in this game, the other side of Dragon's Dogma, I just got to think, oh, you got to almost plan the journey, which I feel like adds to the immersion, adds to the fantasy, adds to the role play. I like it.
I like it a lot. One of the coolest clips that I've seen so far is this dude is running away from a troll. No, running away from a group of people. And a troll also is there and runs and trips. There's a cliff. There's like a big gully. He trips and falls. And he fills in the gap between the gully. He's like hanging on, you know, spread across this gap, and the guy runs across his back over and then chops off his hands, and the troll falls to his death, and the people other people are stuck on the other side. It looks so awesome. One of the other things that I've seen illustrated here, and I think this is Dragon's Dogma's social account that put this out, is that
for instance,
Spicy, if you're being attacked by a dragon
And you're like, oh, shoot,
I'm running to that town over there. It will continue to attack you in the town, and the townspeople will come and help you, or they'll start in these epic battles.
Or they'll all be murdered.
And
they'll die.
Yeah. Just looks really cool. It does say this feels like a fantasy game that we haven't had since Skyrim. Don't you think? Like, that's... At least from what I'm seeing in previews, haven't played it, obviously. Jump in tomorrow.
The other thing is, it's probably Elden Ring was one of the last games that did this to me, and then Skyrim probably before that. I'm sure there's another game in there, but going off the beaten, forgetting about the main story and going off the beaten path. Witcher did that to me.
Yeah.
You know, Skyrim did that to me. Elden Ring did that to me. Where you end up, Baldur's Gate did that to me. You end up going left, you're like, what's over here? And then 5 hours later, you're like, oh, geez, yeah, that's right. I had to go rescue the dude over here.
Yeah, the dude.
So,
Spicy, any thoughts? Have you watched any gameplay of this or anything? You're going to be jumping in. It drops tonight.
Yeah, do I have to pay for it?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it's one of those games.
Is it $70?
Yep.
But you know.
But
But, I mean, look. This is not okay. There's
And that, I think, is level one.
There's Skull and Bones, $70, and then there's this.
There's Worth It.
Yeah. There's Worth It, $70. Yeah.
Look how cool that looks, though. Ugh.
And?
Uncapped.
Uncapped frame rates if you get it on the Xbox. You know, uncapped 30 FPS.
Is this on PC as well?
Huh? But
what are the frame rates on PC looking at?
So this game is, from what I've seen... High-end graphics cards are keeping it around 60.
Oh my gosh, like a 4090.
Well, I mean, look how beautiful this game looks. I mean,
one of the comparison. I saw a comparison. I think they did PS5 Series X and S, and then they did the PC. And the PC they were using, I don't know if it was like the top tier graphics card, but it was a higher one. It was at minimum a 30 series. They may have used a 40 series as well, but they were like, about, 62.
Yeah.
So uncapped 30 is not looking too bad for the price point.
It looks pretty dang awesome.
Well, I saw some Series X guys saying they were coming in at 40-ish sometimes.
What I saw... that's that uncapped. Yeah. What I saw in the video that I was watching is... Out in certain areas, you're in the upper 30s, maybe a 40, but when you go into a town, it drops down to that 30.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at the detail in this game, though.
Well, that's a cutscene.
I know, but before this, that battle, everything that was happening, it definitely looks. I can understand. They went for graphical fidelity.
I just want the Xbox achievements,
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's all you want for this game?
Also, when I'm exploring a grand world,
I'm
going to
get on the Xbox, sit back, relax, have it on the big old TV.
Yeah.
To get the achievements in these like big RPGs, you have to play hundreds of hours.
Well, I think this will be... I got all of them in Elden Ring.
Ooh.
Well, you also played it.
I did.
A lot.
This might be my next Elden Ring.
Have you guys already bought it?
Oh, yeah. I bought it.
I have not yet.
I bought it like day one. There's some games I don't hesitate.
What is he going to eat it?
He's becoming an arisen. Have you guys played the first one?
No.
Don't be so condescending.
Come on. Yeah. Jeez.
No, I didn't know this. Do they catch me up on everything that happens?
I don't really think you necessarily need to be caught up.
Ew. 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 We're watching a dragon.
And the dragon just poked his heart and ate his heart.
And then left. Like a toothpick. His fingernail was like, oh, thou art arisen. Charge and all. Okay, that's
like, yeah, it was like he was at Takano's and just brought the chicken.
It's like if we were to just eat an olive.
Pop an olive. And then he flies away.
I do want to say Prooster in chat, who Prooster said he's not been around for a while, catching us live for the first time. Prooster, welcome back, baby. He says, getting us back to the golden age of RPGs. I've seen a lot of people say that.
Well, and another thing I like about this is that there's not... I mean, I don't want to really bring up Ubisoft, but there's not a million markers on your map. It's you talk to this person, she goes, oh, yeah, in this city over here, they need help. It's that way.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like that. You know, I can go that way if I want, or I can go that way.
Yeah.
I can pull a dam out so it's destructed, like in Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers, and watch the water wash away all these enemies.
The
I'm fine. Yeah,
the Ents go up and grab.
There's a scene in one of the demos they showed a few months ago where
take out a dragon with it.
Well, I don't know if it was a dragon or a griffin or they're fighting like a troll or something like that, and they destroyed a dam and the water washed down and it like nailed the troll and they were able to jump on it and just start beating the crap out of it. Yeah. Well, like David said, there was one hanging off the ledge and they cut off its hands and it just fell to its death.
But doesn't that dam go down and kill the town below as well?
Well, you know, choices,
sometimes
consequences,
you gotta,
you know?
Do what you gotta do. You want that extra treasure. You gotta sacrifice the whole
maybe
town.
Maybe that
sometimes.
Particular playthrough was more of an environmentalist playthrough.
That's the equivalent of calling in a nuke.
Yeah, that's
just
very cool.
Break the town dam.
I heard you can, like, go super evil in this game. That's one of the appeals to the original. I never played the original Dragon's Dogma.
And I've never beaten the original Dragma. I've played a chunk of hours to it. It's a very... And that's actually another thing I'm excited for this game. There's some games that just have like a specific feel to them.
Yeah.
You could call it jank if you want, you know, but I think there's some
flair.
There's some fun and flair and flavor in jank. And again, from the reviews that I've seen, they said they didn't recreate this for a larger audience. They just made a Dragon's Dogma 2. So it still has that feel of the first one, which is like, you know, there's a little jank in there.
Yeah.
But sometimes that adds.
Yes, wingman status. PNX World just dropped a tier one wingman status. Thank you very much. Our latest member, PNX World, everybody. T-Bucks already dropped wingman status. Everybody drop some wingman emotes for PNX World. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Welcome to the flight crew.
Yeah, I'll probably get this. I don't know if I'm getting it day one, though. I have too many things to...
There's so many games,
I'm still working on Persona 3.
Reload. Oh, yeah.
I'm still working on that. And, of course, Baldur's Gate. We're still playing
Helldivers.
Helldivers. Got to spread that democracy. Democracy doesn't spread itself.
Yeah, it doesn't. Freedom doesn't spread.
I finally got to jump into that game, and I...
Now you understand?
I understand. The menus, the loading screens, everything. Even the reviews. I was looking through the reviews like you guys talked about in the store. Being investigated. This is under investigation.
Jordan this week was sending automaton propaganda.
Yeah, the socialist scum. Yeah.
Socialist scum over here.
Yeah.
And what happened? What happened, Jordan?
Oh, I just got frustrated this week because I'm trying to spread freedom and
as a good citizen should.
Yeah. And I don't know what's going back on at Super Earth, you know, not paying taxes or whatever. But what happened was I was playing this week and I'm trying to unlock higher difficulties because you have to beat one difficulty to unlock the next one. I'm level, I think, what, 22 now? 21? 22? So I'm trying to get samples, unlock because if you get samples in this game, samples unlock your stratagems, and stratagems are basically all your equipment that you go in with. So,
well, no. Samples unlock the parts of your ship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, samples unlock upgrades to your stratagems, and your stratagems are your equipment that you go in with. So,
well,
it's a very important currency.
But you need to beat... you need to play to get those.
Yeah, basically. So Arrowhead's a smaller studio. They came out with this game to tremendous success.
Tremendous. And
the first week, the servers were a bit rough, which, you know,
to be expected.
You know, fair enough, right? I mean, and don't take this as, me and David actually talked about this earlier. Don't take criticism as I hate the game. I actually think this game is probably the best co-op game I have played since Halo Combat Evolved, because that's the kind of feel it gives me when playing. Like, it feels like you're going to your friend's house with your Xbox, plugging in and playing Combat Evolved.
Yeah.
You know? So, you okay?
Yeah, I'm laughing at chat. We still have Dogma footage up.
Yeah.
And T-Bucks just said, oh, there's a really hot girl on the screen
in the
before.
Previous scene, yeah.
In the previous scene.
And she was. I thought the same thing. I thought, wow.
Wow, she's pretty.
Yeah.
If that girl is my nurse, then he's basically like, oh, yeah, that girl's hot. And immediately after he posted that, there's a, he goes to a little girl.
But but he posted it. He posted it, and no one commented afterwards, and so the scene changed. And it went to, like, the scene of this little girl in town.
This little girl. So he's like, wait. He's like, wait, not this girl. That's pretty funny.
But it took like 2 minutes for that to come.
Oh, that made me laugh. Yep. That's funny.
So
T-Bex, man, you're on a list now, buddy.
Yeah. But you're
So anyway, yeah, they had a rough first week because just the amount. I mean, that's a good, you know, good problem to have. There's so many players, you got to ramp up servers and fix some stuff on the back end. You know, they weren't expecting the amount of support that they got.
Yep.
Which is, you know, fair. So this week I was playing, and how that game works is you can go through missions, and a mission is like, depending on the longest mission is like a 40-minute timer, generally anywhere 15 to 20 minutes, depending on if you go for all the objectives or not. But how that game works is as you collect these samples, which are a very important currency to upgrade your stratagems, which are essentially your equipment, you don't get those until you extract.
Sure. And you extract at the end.
So the first game I played last night, and what's frustrating is I'm with a very patriotic group of Helldivers that are just, we're just spreading freedom like it's nothing, you know, and it's great when you get that level of patriotism, you know?
Yeah.
And we're just dominating.
Probably blue-collar Americans.
Probably just regular blue-collar Americans.
Just trying to leave a blue-collar review on Steam. Yeah.
So, and we're doing great. First game, we had, I think it was like 20 commons, and then we had like 15 or 16 rares, which is a hefty amount. Yeah. You know, and you're thinking like, man, if you get this every round, you're doing good. Disconnection. And I can't reconnect. Now, I don't know if there's a magic reconnect button, but I tried to go into recent players, and maybe the guy had it on private or so. I don't know, but couldn't reconnect. So I'm like, okay, that's frustrating.
Waste of 30 minutes.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, it's literally a waste because you get none of that.
If you get disconnected, yeah.
I go into the next game, play about 15 minutes again. Not as much samples. I think we're at like 10 and 10 or something like that, but still a good amount, a good handful. Game crashes. And I was like, okay. You know, at this point, I'm thinking, well, okay, maybe the automatons are doing something. You know, like I'm getting really angry. And then I go into another third game, and the third game basically reflects the first game. We have like 20 commons, another 10 to 15 rares. We're getting towards, and this is the thing, we're getting towards the end. Like we maybe have 2-3 minutes left, running from the last objective, disconnected again.
Did you freak
And it was
out?
Like, at that point, I took my headphones off.
And then wrote automaton propaganda.
I wrote propaganda to David and Mark, getting frustrated, and I went and played Battlefield because the new season came out. But no, my frustration was look, I get it. You know, the developers are working hard. I think this game is incredible. I'm having a lot of fun with it. But it was just like, it's frustrating to lose all that experience. At the end of the day, it's just a game, and whatever, I'll do it again tonight. But it was just like, oh, yeah, you know.
But let's say you log in tonight, and the same thing happens. Yeah, you're not coming back for a while.
And it's just like, there's a frustration, and I get, you know, the developers are working on it, and I actually really like these developers. The CEO is actually hilarious if you just follow him on Twitter. But it's just there was a frustration, and I hope they're able to work out some of these disconnections and crashes and stuff like that. And hey, you know, but But yeah,
it's a big week. It's been a big month overall for Game Pass, and I mean for games in general. We got Dragon's Dogma 2 coming out tonight, and dropping today on Game Pass is the game I've been waiting for: Final Fantasy 14, Final Fantasy Online. It is here. It is on Game Pass now.
More specific on it's because it's not.
It's the starter pack.
It kind of is and kind of isn't.
The starter pack is on Game Pass. So for me, it's on Game Pass.
Until you get to a certain level.
Yeah, but I had to pay on PC $20 for that starter pack. On Xbox, I don't. That's the difference. And it's super nice. So I played it. I did start this game on the PC a few weeks ago, and I've been going through the beginning zones, blah, blah, blah. And fired it up today just to check it out, make sure. Okay, let's see what this is like on the Xbox Series X. Right over, my character's right over. Mr. David Lannister, I'm there. I'm in the game. And they do a great job. It's the exact same experience. I have all the same customization I had on PC. Mm-hmm. Granted, my complaint is I spent a long time perfecting my UI customization here and how everything appears. And when you bring it over to the Xbox, you have to redo it, which makes sense for some things. It's obviously not going to be the exact same. So, but other things like my settings should come over. For instance, like I don't have everyone's names on. I took Jordan's tips. Jordan's gave me like a bunch of tips that he utilizes here.
Yeah.
So I have to redo all
just
those.
To make the screen look a little nicer. I don't have,
you got
to
clean it up.
I don't have players' names on. I have their health bars on.
Yeah, it looks way better. It does look, especially when
it's cool looking. And just to be a little bit more specific, the starter pack is available through Game Pass Ultimate perks for a limited time.
Well, I got it.
So if you're somewhat interested in this game, just go get it through the perk system so at least you have it.
Yeah, I got it.
So, but
fired it up. I was ready to pay again for this because I'm very much looking forward to just jumping in, doing a few missions at a time, over time, till I get to where Jordan's at.
Yeah, and the starter edition, I believe, is Heavensward and Stormblood, which is a lot of game.
Well, that's a lot of game. That's a lot of game.
So are you going to be diving in this pretty hard, David?
That's my plan, yeah. Well,
what about Helldivers? What about Dragon's Dogma 2?
This is my problem. I've got a split time between all of these things.
Dude, March was a big month.
March is a big month. And plus, I have game MLB The Show also that I want to dive
into. That's right. That's on Game Pass.
Yeah, also on Game Pass. NBA 2K, also on Game Pass.
You still playing PAL World?
Still playing PAL World.
They actually announced a
every weekend
slight
there's
update.
There's a new PAL coming and a raid coming.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah,
big stuff.
Big boys. Yeah.
So how are you going to have time to play this is what I'm getting at.
I'm doing what I'm doing right now. I jump in and I do two quests.
Oh.
Yeah, knock them out. Just a little bit at a time. It's really nice.
It's like going to the gym for 30 minutes a day, you know?
Yeah.
You do that every day.
Keeping it up and eventually I'll be a buff.
But you're going to the gym like five times because you're playing this, then you're playing Helldivers, playing.
It's true. Well, yeah. I'm not. I have only jumped into Helldivers a few times now. I haven't like really dove in yet.
Yeah.
But David, I do dive into PAL World.
Final Fantasy 14 is a great game, but Liberty is forever.
I do think what will take my temporary time, though, in everything I've seen on Dragon's Dogma, dude.
Yeah.
There are games, and then there are games, and this is the latter.
Yeah, it does look like it.
Yeah. So.
Oh, how's everybody like that's played it? What are everyone saying about
everyone
it?
Likes it.
That's the general consensus.
They think it's incredibly well done.
Nines, tens, eights, nines, tens, all over the place.
All right,
that does us for this week, everybody. Unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about that's covered, well, we're going to report back on our Dragon Dogmas next week, so stay tuned for that.
We're done? Short Final episode. Fantasy.
I mean,
yeah, we all want to go play Dragon's Dogma.
Dragon Dogmas tonight, dude.
Yeah. You can correlate short episodes with launches of games.
That's actually, I bet you there is a slider with our show that the closer it is to a launch, the shorter our episodes are.
Yeah. This is true. Also, look how angry that lady looks.
We're watching Final Fantasy 14 gameplay. We're also doing a member show after this as well.
So don't go, everyone. Everyone that's a member, we will have a member show right after this where we just hang out. That's where we just hang out and talk about whatever the hell we want to.
With Final Fantasy being out, if there's a lot of interest, maybe we'll
do a
free company. Their guilds are called free companies, so we'll do a guild, basically. Guild free company.
Free company like it up. Yeah. Hey, Spicy, is there still a guild in, what was the Warcraft Rumble? A clan? Yeah,
that's a funny story.
Yeah.
So I've been meaning to talk to you guys.
Are you still playing that?
I gave the rain. Yes. Okay. So with how guilds work, it is determined by how much people play, how much your team plays, you get rewarded.
Yeah, yeah. Did you kick me?
Okay, hold on. You might want to sit down.
You broke up with me?
You might want to sit down. I can tell, and this has been a while, so I gave the guild to Jordan, and I left. Because no one, I think... Reactor Leak, was it Reactor Leak? I think him and me were the only ones playing. And you need to, for the rewards, to get like the new characters and stuff that they release monthly, because they come out monthly with new characters.
You could have just kicked everyone, and like, I'm sure there's people in our community that are like Reactor Leak.
I joined a guild called The Boys.
Okay.
And I'm telling you.
How did you, can you just search guilds in the game? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or did the boys reach out to you? No.
And I'm telling you, I'm now getting everything that I've ever wanted. No one was playing that game.
So really who you broke, because I wasn't playing it.
No, really, I was.
Really who you broke up with was Reactor Leak then.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry.
You're in there on your own.
Yeah. Jordan, I left the guild because no one was pulling their weight.
Yeah, you were trying to send me reminders and stuff, and I would see it, and I would just
every Sunday. I mean, do you remember? I used to send you that. Just log in. It's the Sunday specials. Just log in.
Well, I think I hit the point where, because I spent like probably $60 to $100 on that game.
Yeah,
and I think I got to the point where it's like, okay. Well, I have to spend another $60 to $100 to pass this level, so I think I'm just going to go play another game.
Yeah. I hit the point of that as well, but I just play it for 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
You're a regular, log in every day, have your routine. Your routine gamer.
Yeah, it's really, really quick, and you basically get $7 a week.
Well, okay, so two
of coins just by logging in 5 minutes a day.
I wish.
So is that one match? You just do one match?
I don't know.
No, I do the dailies, and you can do the dailies by doing the arc surges as well. And what those are, I know this is for those that don't play this. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But the arc surges are what give you gold, which is the money currency
to
upgrade.
Well, here's the thing.
And they do two arc surges a week. And those work for your dailies, so it's just like I want that, and I'm either gonna be sitting on the couch, you know, my wife's watching The Masked Singer, and I hate that show, or I'm just gonna pull that up and play that for 10 minutes.
So here's the thing,
yeah.
So I can play it on my phone or my tablet, and I know you can play it on the computer through like certain third party software, but I probably would play it a lot more if Blizzard would just add it to their. Like, why is it not on the computer?
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
And you're probably thinking, well, like, oh, it's a mobile game. There's probably not a lot of people that are going to play it on the computer. It's not worth their time. Yes, it's worth their time. They're a $1 billion company. They can do it.
You sound so exasperated.
Well, it's because, like, I get tired. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
would be, yeah.
Like, yes, you can do it. Yes, you should do it. Because, for example, David, at work, you'd probably throw it on the second screen. Yeah, okay, you know, I do a few things. All right, and then go back to work. Mark, you'd do the exact same thing. I know you would because you did it with Hearthstone. Yeah. You do it now because you use the third-party software.
I don't play Hearthstone on mobile at all. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, and then I know, I mean, I have it to where I can play. Well, yeah, but that's through the App Store on Mac.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I have it and I don't play it.
You're ruining my example.
I don't throw it up. But there it is right there. There's Marvel Snap as well.
Yeah, Marvel Snap, same thing. It's a mobile game, but you can play it on the computer. It's give it like, okay, go pick out like your top four developers and just give them a week. I'm sure they can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so I really apologize that I have left the guild.
And you didn't even tell us.
Well, you would have found out if you logged in the last month.
We came home from vacation, and you have taken all your clothes and moved out.
You just left. And left a note said you went for groceries.
But I gave Jordan the big master suite. He is now the guild leader.
T-Buck says Marvel Snap is on Steam.
It is.
Yeah, it is on Steam. That's what I was saying. I was saying Marvel Snap does it.
Oh, my bad. I missed that.
Sorry. And you want to know how hard it was for them? Probably not that hard. I'm not a developer, so you
Develop it on the computer. They're not developing on an iPad.
Yeah,
it's on a computer that they're clicking buttons. By the way,
Let's before we end the trailer. Let's watch that. Should we watch? Actually, we'll watch it in the members lounge.
We're still not knowing what you're talking about.
But we'll do that in the members lounge.
But whatever we're doing, we're
Chrono Odyssey. Oh my goodness! Let's watch it right now. Chrono Odyssey.
I believe it's pronounced Chrono.
Chrono Odyssey. Odyssey.
Oh, I don't know, Jordan. Chrono Odyssey.
Yep.
Play.
Yeah, let's.
What is this?
This trailer and gameplays.
Is it a new gameplay?
Yeah, the trailer right there.
It's 8 months ago.
No, that's 8 months ago. There's gameplay.
No, I don't know.
It's been this week.
Maybe we should do it in the after show.
It sounds like we're not prepared, David.
Yeah, sorry, but it's been dropping everywhere this week and looks beautiful.
No, I want to pull it up. Looks Chrono beautiful. Odyssey GDC 2024 trailer. Is that it?
Ooh, Star Wars Acolyte trailer for the members lounge.
Sign in to confirm
your
age.
We'll do it in the members lounge. We'll do it in the members lounge.
Oh my god!
Everyone listening is like, what are you guys talking about?
Do you really need to? Is it like?
Oh, it's on the Xbox YouTube. Yeah, I thought so. I knew it was somewhere. Yeah.
No, yeah, we found it, but you got to sign in. It's one of those ones.
Oh, sign in, bro. Brah.
Well, let's do it in the members lounge.
I'm not signing in.
Why not?
All right, give me a sec.
All right, we'll just do it in the members lounge.
Pull up the screen while you sign in so we can watch you.
Yeah. Let's totally do that. That's great.
Now, this game, you want to know what this game reminds me of? What was the Rome game that came out on the Xbox One? Rise, Son of Rome. Remember how good that game was?
Yeah.
How did that game not get a sequel, by the way?
I think that's a direct result of media, actually. Yeah, like journalists.
Hit that one hard.
That game is good.
Yeah, remember they came out a year ago and were like, you know what? We were kind of a little harsh on this game.
And it's beautiful.
It wasn't perfect. It had its flaw, but I think a sequel could have fit. Like
a sequel would be awesome.
A sequel could have fixed a lot of the issues that were
it
is?
It's this. It's Chrono Odyssey. This is the sequel to me.
We're watching it. We're watching it without sound. Is that okay?
It is cool with sound.
Yeah, well,
we could let sound go.
No, I don't want not on our main show.
David, your comparisons are so odd that I don't know.
Yeah, this does not look like Rise, Son of Rome. This looks.
Now look, if the Praetorian shows up, then I'm in. But like your comparisons really take me for a loop. Because what you described,
this is a complete
surprise.
The gameplay I saw, I've seen.
So far, why did I have to sign in for this?
Yeah, that is true.
Like, all I see are soldiers and then, like, demons coming out of portals. Okay.
This is a little Diablo-esque.
Okay, David, I will say this looks great. Diablo-esque. I don't know. So explain to me what I'm looking at. What is this game?
It's an MMO. Looks super cool.
Great explanation.
That you compared to Rise.
I'll find the clip in the members list. I saw like war happening. Maybe it's not Chrono Odyssey. What is everybody?
you chose the wrong game.
I think I chose wrong. I'm going to the Xbox. Right.
Well,
we should have ended the show early.
Go to the Xbox.
Well, let's.
This is on the Xbox channel.
I'm going to go to it right now to see what game.
We'll just do all this in the after show.
Yeah. Hey, thank you everybody for tuning in. Come join us on the after show where we get our act together.
Yeah. So for those here right now, just stay there. It'll push you over to the members lounge.
See everyone. And,
see everyone. We have like 20 seconds.
He's not listening anymore.
I'm looking for stuff.
He's looking for the new.
This is how we end the show right here. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. Dragon's Dogma 2 is going to be
in a few hours for everybody.
For us. I've seen a lot of people playing it already that are in like Europe because they're
or
from the future
early access stuff.
See you guys.